Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't want to waste any time here tonight. I'm your host, Henry Lake. Christopher Tubbs is the producer. And I thank all of you for listening to The Good Neighbor. As many of you, the majority of you that have been listening to the station the last couple of days or have paid attention to social media in actual real media, news outlets, whether it's television or radio, are aware of the controversial questions, comments from University of Minnesota Regent Vice Chair Steve Swigum. And I have to be honest with you guys that when this initially arose and I saw the video and his question, I said, man, I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. And what's going to be done about this situation? And last night, Christopher Tubbs reached out to Vice Chair Swigum and said and asked him if he would come on the show tonight. And he is on the show tonight. And I thank him so much for being on the show tonight. So Steve Swigum is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And I want to start with that, Mr. Swigum, in that I'm appreciative and I thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, because you haven't ducked, you haven't dodged any media outlets. You were on yesterday in our station with Vanita Sakar and you chatted with her. I know that you've talked to other media outlets, so I truly am appreciative of your time and I'm very thankful of that. But I wanted to start tonight with just asking you what you meant when you asked the interim chancellor at the University of Minnesota Morris if the campus is too diverse. What do you mean by too diverse?
Probably a poorly, Henry, thank you, first of all. Thank you for having me, and thank you for recognizing that I stand accountable and responsible for any words or actions I take. I do not duck. And for 45 years in public policy, I do not duck questions and I do not duck criticisms. I certainly do not duck the media. And thank you for recognizing that. Henry, I'd like to get to your question. But first, I had a statement I think that was sent to you. Chris should have it if you don't have it.
Yeah, I do. I do have the statement. And by the way, our people are efforting to get that up on our website. And for the public to know that you did put out a statement just a short time ago in advance of this interview tonight. But
I shared it with you.
Yep.
I shared it with you.
I just got it. But to answer my, what did you mean by too diverse?
By too diverse, I meant a population that I think by the numbers was 44.8% of the student enrollment student body at Morris. And I would guess that's BIPOC community, by the way. Mm-hmm. I would guess that maybe Morris community itself and or even Minnesota is not 44.8%. It might be a little bit higher than representative of the community. But Henry, that's a question which I'm glad you asked. But more importantly, I think I would like to refer to this statement I gave, because it. While I don't duck my words, I will tell you the words were poorly chosen. and the question was poorly chosen. What I, in retrospect, what I should have asked the chancellor is, we have two numbers here. We have numbers, facts. The only things that are facts are that the enrollment has dropped about 50% at Morris, at the University of Minnesota Morris. It's a great campus. It's a wonderful liberal arts campus. I think in the top 50 it's rated. But we've seen an enrollment drop of significant numbers over the past years, not just the last two COVID years, but before that. We're down about 50% of students. So I guess my question should have been phrased more like, Chancellor, what are the factors that mm-hmm. contribute to this significant drop in enrollment? Because we have to address it. We simply, as a system of the university, and as well as the Morris community, have to address the significant drop and find out the reasons for it. And as you probably know from the interview or from the discussion, I also asked about those questions, you know, students not graduating at large numbers, the competition, other higher education institutions, tuition. I asked all those questions as
yep.
well.
Yep. So there's no question about that. And just for the sake of the listening audience, let me say this in advance. I will read the entire statement when we are done with the interview. I will do you that solid. I will read the entire okay. statement, and we will have the entire statement that you sent in advance of our interview tonight. We will have that up on the website. They are efforting that right now. But I do want to get to some things.
Because in the statement, Henry, I certainly apologize for the question and for any hurt, for mm-hmm. any hurt that would be felt by, you know, students of Morris or faculty staff at Morris, because it's a wonderful school. And I feel great about our students are trying to better themselves, you know, getting a good education, the great equalizer in life. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But again, on the bottom line, we do have to consider what's happening to the enrollment, too.
How do you define diversity?
Diversity?
Yes.
Well, I suppose people different than somebody else. I don't know. I haven't ever asked that question, but I'm different than my wife. My wife is different than you, Henry. You know, there are difference of creed, difference of color, difference of philosophy, difference of values.
You've never been asked that? You've never been asked about diversity? That is in the mission statement with the Board of Regents. That's the first thing. That's the first thing in the mission statement. You've never been asked about that? And you're a regent?
About a definition?
Just in terms of your terms, your thoughts on diversity.
Right now, you just asked about the definition. No,
well, I said, how would you define it? I didn't say I'm not talking about what a Google search would say or what what a dictionary. I said, how do you define it? Like in terms of through your lens?
Yeah, a broad scope, broad based people, many of them different from each other.
Okay. All right. You said that you received the two letters from friends. Did you not?
Yes. That now would have probably been 14 to 16 months ago, because it was before this incoming freshman class. So their children would have been seniors at that time. So it would have been in that time frame of 14 to 16 months.
All right. So did you actually thought that question, their question that they posed to you in terms of talking about not sending their children to Morris because it was too dark, you thought that was a fair question?
Well, I didn't follow through with them, to be very honest. It's not something when you.
But when you asked it, but when you asked
the back and say,
but when you asked it, what did you think that was a fair question? Did you think that was what I'm asking you is? Did you think that was a fair question to pose to the chancellor?
I think when parents and children feel a certain way, I think that is fair to ask, Henry. You know, we're representative of all people in the state, of all individuals, some that maybe feel differently than you do, some that mm-hmm. feel differently than I do. But as a land-grant institution, we need to serve everybody. We need to serve all. And if a parent calls me or writes me, which they do quite often, by the way, and with a concern, I would share, as I did, the content with you, Henry. I would never, out of trust or confidentiality, share the names.
It really
doesn't make any.
And I don't want those names. I just, it's to me, I'm disappointed. Even that the question was asked because I find it mind-boggling that anyone in our world would think that diversity is a negative. Like, for those two individuals that you claim are friends, for them to even pose that to you, that's concerning to me. I want to move on. When we talk about the University of Minnesota system, we speak of several campuses. The Twin Cities campus, Rochester, Morris, Duluth, and Crookston. I looked at the institutional data and research with regards to enrollments. They have the numbers displayed for the last decade, as you know. The enrollment at Morris is down, which you have talked about, okay, and it's always concerning whenever enrollments are down. But also, it's also down in Duluth and Crookston. But what I find interesting is this. Enrollment numbers at the Twin Cities campus and Rochester are both up. And you know what? Student of color enrollment is up. And white student enrollment has been down the last few years. So how would you explain that racial dynamic and its impact on enrollment numbers? Because when you asked that question, you implied that the racial dynamics are driving prospective students away.
Henry, that was a poorly worded question. That is in my statement that you will read after we get off the line here. That has been my statement. I apologize for that, and I already apologized for it. I don't know how you've been doing it a third time makes any difference.
Apologizing, sir, with all due respect, apologizing has nothing to do with the question that I just asked you. Okay. When you're talking about caring about enrollment, which we all do, and I am the son of an educator. Okay, my mother loved education. She fought her entire life for diversity across the board when we talk about young people getting an education, a good education. And you have spoken to that, okay? You are one of the regents. My question, though, is you're talking about the impact and diversity on one campus. Why are we not talking about it across the board? Because I just told you that the enrollment is up in the Twin Cities in Rochester, and there's more people of color going to those institutions, and there's less white students.
We are very proud at the University of this being second largest class. Last year was our largest class ever in the system. This is our second largest, and it is the most diverse class ever. And we're very, very proud of that. In Rochester and in Minneapolis and St. Paul and the Twin Cities campus, as you state, numbers are going up both in enrollment and diversity, and that is a very, very good thing. That we, as a land-grant institution, need to serve everybody. And Henry, that's a great thing. We need to also continue what is ever happening there out in Morris and Crookston as well. Now, there's ideas, 2+2 programs, start a program in Morris, and we'll guarantee you a spot in at the University of Minnesota Minneapolis St. Paul campus in 2 years, you know, if you successfully complete your classes. Your courses. Henry, I don't know what more I can add to that. The diversity is great. We're proud of it. And the numbers are going up. But, Henry, the numbers are not going up in Crookston. And that is a concern.
We're talking to University of Minnesota Regent Vice Chair Steve Swigum here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things that you mentioned yesterday with...
I meant Crookston and Morris.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yesterday when you were on with Vanita Sakkar, one of the things that you emphasized was that you said that you were just asking a question. But now, with respect, have you researched why college enrollments are down around the country or even here? Because I have read articles. I have seen stories nationally, locally about this, and none of them said that diversity was to blame. I've seen everything from money and finances to COVID-19 pandemic to decline in confidence in higher education, evolving business models, a tight job market, alternatives to learning that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago. None of them said anything about diversity.
Including you had a good list there that needs to be discussed. And all part of the questions, all part of the answer, but also including you did not mention, which you should have, less high school students, less high school seniors graduating, and that's a big factor too. And yes, I have done a lot of reading about it, Henry. To be very honest, large articles in the Higher Ed Chronicle, Obviously, we get numbers from other Big Ten institutions that we see that we compare ourselves to, and we compare ourselves with tuition. Tuition is also a part. I don't know if you mentioned that, but that's also.
I said money and finances. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Money and tuition. Mm-hmm. Then.
All right. So would you agree that one of the most welcoming environments that a young person should ever be a part of in their life is a college or university?
Well, I had my most fun 4 years at the college.
I did too. I'm a proud graduate of Morehouse College. Yes, yes.
They were pretty awesome. Pretty awesome and pretty good friends. And yeah, after the maybe a little challenge the first 2 months leaving home and getting acquainted with everybody. But after the first 2 months, it was pretty much awesome.
That's understandable. Do you think that the students of color on the Morris campus feel welcome after your line of questioning? Because if I was a student there, I would be upset and feel that I'm not valued as a student. And quite honestly, I'm not a student, and I'm still upset.
Well, I certainly hope they feel valued. And that is in the statement you have, Henry, that you have not read yet, but you're going to read after
I'm going to read it. I'm going to get to it.
That is in the statement where I apologize to those students at the Morris campus who feel hurt, who felt that the comments were directed at them. They are not. I am extremely proud of them, them working hard to better themselves in life. How could you not be proud about that, Henry?
Mr. Swigum, what are the guidelines that the Board of Regents uses with regards to embracing diversity on college campuses? Are there any policies that you can share with my listeners?
But I think we have goals within our Impact 2025 strategies as far as not only enrollment, but as far as diversity within the campuses. And I cannot recite the specifics for you right now, Henry. I can't.
No worries about that. I asked that because Board of Regents Chair Ken Powell said in a statement that, quote, this board that he put out yesterday, this board has been a strong supporter of the diversity efforts of this administration, whether in employment or student enrollment.
That is a very, very important statement of Chairman Powell, because we have listened, Henry. As regents, we have listened to students, to staff, the faculty that tried to increase dramatically our diversity within our UMPD, our mm-hmm. Minneapolis Police Department, the police force. We tried to increase the diversity amongst staff and amongst professors. You know, it's not always the easiest thing for the university to do, though, in fairness, because there's lots of universities and colleges out there seeking the same talent.
I did like that line. I have to be honest, though. I thought that the statement yesterday put out by Chair Ken Powell was actually rather weak in my estimation, but that's just me. Let me ask you this question, because I think it's an important one. Do any other regents share your concerns that diversity could impact student enrollment, or are you just an outlier?
Well, I might be an outlier. I don't know. Some have showed concern over my statement, and I accept that. I accept that responsibility. I hope they also show that same empathy with in regards to the apology. Henry, I'm talking to regents. I'm just trying to remember any discussions I would have had regarding that, and I don't remember, Henry.
Go ahead.
And out of fairness, mm-hmm. I think when you read my statement, you will see that they're all factors. You know, what I should have done in answering or in questioning. By the way, questions are important, aren't they? Questions are important. Meaning, words have meaning, but as a public decision maker, we need to be willing to and open to asking questions about every program.
Sir, with all due respect,
meeting the goals, see if they're meeting the performance that we want out of the
Mr. Swigum. Mr. Swigum, with all due respect,
I'm sorry.
That was a terrible question.
Who's interrupting me?
That was a terrible question, though. To ask that in that form, there's no justifying that.
If you would read my statement, Henry, I'd appreciate it.
And I'm going to do that here after we wrap up here. My final question for you.
A pound of flesh or an ounce of blood? You're going to read the statement.
Have you thought about resigning or stepping down? And I ask this because,
no.
Quite honestly, I'm just asking the question. I'll let you respond. I ask this because I got to be honest. I think you should step down. You have hurt the feelings of alumni. I have alumni that have reached out to me. You've cast an unwelcoming shadow on the students in Morris. Your question and thoughts with regards to issues of diversity are just simply out of touch, in my opinion, and disqualifying.
I appreciate your opinion, Henry. I respect that. I've heard from others regarding the same. I've also heard from others saying that they're glad somebody raises a question to issues in policy. But to answer your question directly, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Well,
I'll try to be as fair and honest with you as I can, sir.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Swiggum, I truly do appreciate you joining me tonight. And after this commercial break, I will read in full your entire statement that you sent to me.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for doing that. And thank you for your time. And thank you for your civility and your graciousness. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And thanks for joining me. And I really do appreciate that. That he came on and answered the questions that I asked.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.